It's D-Day for the government. As far as SIP2 is concerned, last Thursday, the country's largest trades union's president, Jack O'Connor, told the government that it had until today to announce a new round of pay talks to begin by the start of February. Otherwise, its 60,000 members will ballot for industrial action. Well, yesterday, the Irish Congress of Trades Union gave the cabinet 2 weeks to agree to a new round of talks in January. If not, their members would walk away from the Lansdowne Road pay agreement. Jack O'Connor is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
Does ICTU's deadline usurp your deadline?
No, I don't think so. We do have a request from the officers of the Public Services Committee of Congress in the light of the decision taken yesterday to consider deferring our decision for 2 weeks. And that's something that we will have to give due consideration to. But I think that the use of this term D-Day for the government and so on is missing the point a little, if I may. It doesn't become D-Day for the government until a strike notice expires, and we are a considerable distance from that yet. I would say that insofar as there is any ultimatum in our statement of this day week, it relates to the 1st of February as the date by which talks must get underway.
Yes, but you were very clear last week. You said that they had to make the announcement by today.
Fully intend, Audrey, to follow through on it too, by the way. One thing that I would have to be credited with over the years, notwithstanding all that's been said about me, is that I never said anything that I didn't do.
But the government is ignoring your deadline of today.
No, it's not a deadline for the government. The deadline for the government is when a strike notice expires, as I pointed out. But I think it's important to understand the context. I was going in to address our public admin and community divisional conference this day last week. Today, actually, is the last meeting of the current Executive Council of the Union. They go out of office tomorrow when their meeting concludes. And this Executive Council, this current Executive Council, recommended a strategy on the industrial and indeed the political side that was most unpalatable during some of the most difficult days in the history of our country. It was a strategy that a great many people would not have been prepared to risk recommending.
Okay, but the minister, sorry,
Audrey, just let me finish because this is important because it clarifies the context. And we always made it clear that when things improved, that we would support workers mobilising and taking industrial action and strike action to recover the ground they have lost. And this Executive Council, given that today is its last meeting, would be most anxious to ensure that it was leaving on the basis of honouring that commitment.
Yes.
And that's the context within which I made my statement last week.
You said all of that last week to Robert Short on the News at One, but the government has not given a commitment to begin talks by today. So what do you do now? Do you go ahead and
Yes, I think we have to. I think that it will be unanimous on our Executive Council for the reasons I've just given you. We made a commitment to our own members during the tough times when we were recommending very difficult agreements and strategies that when the conditions changed that we would fully support members in taking action to recover the lost ground. And as you'll be aware, Audrey, that's what we in SIPTU have been doing over the past year or more now. We were fully supportive of the Lewis workers, fully supportive of the Dublin bus workers, fully supportive of other workers. We've been doing 2% and 3% in manufacturing now for a number of years, and we are honouring a commitment to members that when push came to shove, when the conditions were right, and when the economy recovered, that we would be to the forefront in supporting them in retaking lost ground, and that's what we're doing.
So will you be recommending to your members from today to begin a ballot?
What I expect to happen today, and I don't want to be gainsaying the executive either, is that the decision to authorise the conduct of ballots will be ratified, I think there will be consideration of the request from the officers of the Public Services Committee of Congress. We've always made it clear that we strongly support a national agreement. It's the best way for every worker in the public service. You have far more leverage as part of 300,000 workers than trying to do it on your own. And actually, it's better for the country as well. And we've also been always very emphatically clear, and I made it clear in my statement last week, although it didn't receive very much attention, that we believe that the negotiations should be conducted under the auspices of the Public Services Committee of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, because every union that's affiliated to the Congress that organises in the public service is represented there on that committee.
Including yourselves. So you would have been, your representative would have been in Belfast yesterday when that committee of ICTU agreed to giving the Cabinet another 2 weeks. So how does that fit in with your deadline to government last week?
I think that we will have to afford due consideration of that. We would want to be supportive of the Congress and the Public Services Committee. I think that the Executive Council today will have to take a decision to authorise balloting, because it won't be meeting again. It goes out of office today, as I said, and it will be most anxious to honour the commitment that it made back in the dark days when it was recommending those horrendous agreements which entailed workers in the public service and otherwise agreeing to take horrendous cuts in order to ensure the survival of the state.
Micheál Martin says your ultimatum to government last week has achieved nothing.
Well, the ultimatum wasn't, there wasn't an ultimatum to government, as I say quite clearly, that it doesn't become an ultimatum to government until a strike notice.
But was it the wrong move? Because many people believe, I mean, the other unions didn't get behind you either, and had you perhaps not upped the ante, the invitations could have been on the way for talks, which were due to start next year anyway.
Well, I'm fully prepared to accept that if the government was about to issue a letter to the Public Services Committee of Congress this day last week to open talks to accelerate the restoration of pay that's involved in the Lansdowne Road Agreement. If the government was prepared, was doing that, if they were about to sign the letter, then of course I was wrong. But nothing that they have said, either prior to or during or since, would suggest that that was the case.
Do you want to return pay to the unsustainable levels of 2008?
Well, what we want to do, you see, is to have pay in the public service that recognises the reality that output in the country surpassed the level prior to the crisis nearly 2 years ago.
But do you accept pay can't go back to those levels?
And why can't it, by the way?
Because it was unsustainable then.
No, it wasn't unsustainable then. What caused the crisis had nothing to do with pay. What caused the crisis had to do with the fact that the net foreign debt of our banks increased from the equivalent of 10% of GDP in 2003 to 60% in 2008. And on top of that, we had a ridiculous SSIA scheme which pumped €16 billion into an overheated economy in 2006 into 2007 in order to enable the government of the day to win the general election in 2007. So if economic output has returned to the level that it was at prior to the crisis, and by almost 2 years now, very nearly 2 years now, and if domestic consumption is now just about at the level it was at prior to the crisis, then the levels of pay in the economy should reflect that. And by the way, Audrey, if they don't, what we will have, and we're getting indications of it already, is deflation, because we now have a situation in which, because spending power of the population is so suppressed by reason of wage suppression over so many years, that we're having our CPI figures are reflecting a deflationary trend.
Thank you very much indeed, Jack O'Connor, President of SIPTU.